This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active military, as well as our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren from California. And good morning, Mr. Professor, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And by the way, you're getting a bonus because we have a lot of people down here. I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of people in the hotels tonight. Thank you. There they go. There's a lot of people in the hotels tonight, right here by the airport. And I have no idea what's going on because last week on Monday, it was a kind of a dry night. This week, Monday morning, I walked outside about, I don't know, 10 minutes before the show started, and the parking lots are full.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, welcome to Florida, right?
Exactly.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, Kyle, I didn't quite finish everything about Ukraine. You got to be real careful, folks, what you're looking at on these super sleuth sites and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of stuff on there that people are speculating because they think they're getting information from credible sources or whatnot. There's a lot of uncredible sources that look like they're official, and they just aren't. Unless you hear it from the horse's mouth, don't believe it. Now, I've got a person calling in hour number four who used to live in Belarus. She came to the United States through the Ukraine. Because if you remember, the Russians marched into Belarus with their military, and the Belarusian president said, oh, we're so good friends with Putin. They come to work with us and train our people. Okay. But her relatives are still in the Ukraine. And she's been talking to them every day. And she's going to talk to us and tell us what's going on there. You want to be listening to that if you're around hour number four. So that's item number one, Kyle.
Yeah.
And that's going to be real interesting. Now,
well,
second,
it really will be, yeah.
Now, the second thing is, I'm hearing reports of a lot of cities being totally surrounded, this, that, and the other. And when I go and I look at the global satellites, which anybody can do, Some are, and some aren't. And one of the ones that isn't is Kyiv. Because the mayor yesterday bought the line from the Russians that the city was completely surrounded. And then an hour later, he came out and he says, wait a minute, we're not totally surrounded. People and things are going in and out straight west out of here. Now, the Russians are trying to cut the supply lines, which you might expect they would do. The reason I know they're going to do that is because they want to bring the Belarusian military, airdrop them into the mix right along the supply route and cut the supply route on their end, and bring the Russian Marines coming up from Odessa and cut the supply route on their end. There's only one problem with all that. Do you know what it is, Kyle?
What's that?
They are going to be exposed in the wide open spaces to air power. Now, the air power that's flying around that wasn't there, oh, I don't know, a week ago or so, are these drones that have suddenly shown up.
Well, that's exactly right. We're seeing some of these things come out, some of the footage come out of these drone strikes, which are pretty dramatic. But also, Captain, it appears that the Ukrainians still have some aircraft intact. They've also got their missile systems.
They have their CIC intact because it's mobile. They moved it around and the Russians couldn't locate it.
Right. So this means that it continues to be harder and harder for Russia to make those kinds of advances.
But here's the thing. The sooner they get the Stinger missiles, a Stinger missile will take down a jet airliner. A Stinger missile will take down a fighter. A little bit more difficult, but it can be done. And a Stinger missile will definitely take down a helicopter.
Well, certainly. And as we see some of this material, make its way into Ukraine through various ways, and one would think that there's going to be a lot more of that kind of thing coming.
Well, what is straight west of the capital?
In terms of, well,
what is the next country over?
Yeah, you hit Poland. Yeah,
that's right. Where do you think this stuff is coming from?
Well, it's very likely it's coming through there.
And whose military is sitting there providing the escort to bring it across?
Who's that?
Poland.
Well, the United States.
You are not hearing about it. And the United States. You're not hearing about it, nor will you, because we're not involved. But I'm telling you that if you think the Ukrainians are flying those drones around by themselves, striking the targets they're striking, then I've got a pond I'll sell you in the middle of downtown Cleveland. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we will take it right away. Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot, our friends over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I do take. I take it religiously every day when I get up, whenever I get up in the morning or early afternoon, whatever the case might be, I take it and away we go, and that gets my day started. Now, the reason I do that is because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over a period of time. Now, to get the best results, you need to take it on a regular basis. Now, Relief Factor, by the way, happens to be 100% drug-free. It's good for you because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. And don't forget, it goes right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something your body needs to have anyway. It's not going to bother you if you have to take more than two packets a day. Three is about the most you should take. And I have taken three, and I've even taken four once in a while when I really had a situation that I had to keep under control. It's either that or go back to the narcotics, and I sure as hell am not going to do that. Sorry. Won't make any money off of me, Big Pharma. But anyway, $19.95 is what it costs for the three-week quick start. And while you're over there, check out the vitamins they have, too, because I take a lot of their vitamins, which is one reason why I can do what I do the way I do it. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Take advantage of the 1995 Quick Start and see what it'll do for you. You might be in a state of shock when you find out, whoops, that was me hitting the mic, sorry, when you find out that the product actually does what I tell you it does. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Big news for New York City starting March the 7th. Let me tell you what it is. You ready?
Yep.
New York City, hello, Big Apple, is going to end the school mask mandate. The proof of vaccination at indoor venues will no longer be needed. So guess what? You want to go to a restaurant? You want to go to a movie? You want to go to the bowling alley? You want to go to the Carvel ice cream? I think they're still around. But anyway, no problem. Don't need to show them any proof of vaccination or the mask.
Yeah, this is really some big time stuff. You know, I think, Captain, a lot of people have been waiting, obviously, for a very, very, very long time. In a similar thing, of course, you know, I think LA County is getting rid of it as well. And also, they're not going to be reporting, the number of coronavirus cases now. They usually would do that on Sundays, but evidently they're not going to be doing that, at least for the foreseeable future. But that tells us that we're really starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel on this thing.
I just thought of something funny I got to tell you in the audience. You ready?
Yep.
Guess who bought a pair of my pillow slippers?
Who?
My buddy Bill Bunkley.
All right, Bill. All right, good.
And he showed up. He showed up at CPAC wearing the My Pillow slippers. They were so comfortable, he didn't realize he had them on. He had a pair of shoes he was going to wear. And he was he went in there wearing the slippers. And guess who we walked up to? And guess who never noticed he had them on?
Who's that?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Right.
I talked about how great the slippers were, you know, and this, that, and the other. And here Bill is standing there with a pair of slippers and never said a word.
That is funny.
So you people in the local area, call up Bill this afternoon and razz him for that. Say, hey, how about those slippers? Because he bought them because of me. Because
mm-hmm.
I told him how comfortable they were, and they were.
Well,
all
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get into this one because this is whack out time city, I'll tell you. The Secret Service has been unable to locate multiple years of Hunter Biden's travel records as to where he went. Now, get this. He was a Secret Service protectee from January 29, 2009 until July 8th of 2014, and he traveled extensively during that time, not only to Russia, not only to China, but also to India, and even to Europe, Ukraine.
Like to Ukraine and Burisma and all that. Well, it doesn't sound like the Secret Service, Captain, to be so lax in keeping their records or, you know, especially since so many things are electronic.
Well, here's what Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who have been trying to get the records from the Secret Service in their roles as ranking members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, were going on now 3 years. Here's what they said. Grassley says the USSS's lack of communications during these years raises questions, given that the USSS travel records show that Hunter Biden made trips to China and other destinations around the world, including Russia, Italy, Spain, Mexico, and Eastern Europe, that they never kept records. Now, the records show that there was no communications between Hunter Biden's team and the Secret Service in 2010, 11, or 13. That's 3 years as to where he went and what he was doing by the Secret Service. Now, here's what's funny. The commissioner for the Secret Service says that we remain committed to working with Congress to meet its oversight responsibilities and be responsible for requests for information. It's highly probable that the USSS lost the records in question. Right.
Well, again, it doesn't sound, you know, plausible.
You don't lose records. You destroy them, but you don't lose them.
You don't lose them. Like, where do they go? You know, well,
because it's all on the disk, on hard drive.
It's the same. Electronic. They'd be stored electronically and more than likely backed up somewhere.
Yeah.
That's too extraordinary
now,
to believe.
Now, call me crazy, call me conspiratorialist, but I would not be surprised if there was political pressure put on the Secret Service to withhold or destroy the records because it would be politically damaging to Daddy-O, President Joe Biden, when Hunter was making all those trips collecting all that money.
Well, knowing what we know
that's
about
me.
The money. Yeah, well, but knowing what we know about the money and the trips and these kinds of things, you know, it's just not kosher. It just doesn't sound good. And so, of course, they don't want you to know about it or be able to scrutinize it, and therefore it's not a stretch to think there would be political pressure.
Right. Now, the other thing is, Judicial Watch, which is one of the most prolific record-seeking nonprofits, has also sought the Hunter Biden travel records from the Secret Service and obtained some through the Freedom of Information Act that showed the countries and territories he visited while under the agency's protections. Now, Judicial Watch has given some of those records that they were able to get that the senators weren't. This makes no sense, Kyle. How can a private group get records that the Senate wants? How can they do that? How can that possibly happen?
Well, it's a very, very good question. Yeah, your own government.
Somebody is playing with them.
Yeah, well, sure.
Unbelievable.
Sure, yeah.
Like I said, call me crazy, call me conspiratorialist, whatever, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Okay, President Biden, all the polls that are out there last week, finished the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 40%. However, there was a poll that came in yesterday that showed him at 37%.
Well, that's right. And, of course, now typically in a time of national crisis or world crisis, and we're certainly watching one unfold right now in terms of a world crisis, Russia invading Ukraine, you would think that that would start to have a little bit of a bump, and maybe there will be in a poll that might come out here very soon. But generally speaking, Captain, nobody is buying somehow that Joe Biden is doing a great job. I know that there's going to be a certain percentage that are going to constantly carry the water for him.
You think?
But by any, oh, of course. Well, but by every reasonable measure, it's difficult in the extreme to make the argument that that Joe Biden is doing a great job. Everything's falling down, and now the world is catching on fire.
Yeah, well, it goes a little bit more descriptive than that, and we are getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from that break, I'm going to get into the descriptiveness of which I speak, because there's a lot more stuff going on here that we need to tell you about, especially some of these polling numbers. Because as I said yesterday, and I'll be a little bit more specific, as Ukraine seeks to repel the Russian invasion, which I don't think you're going to be able to do, but they'll certainly hold out for a while. Fewer than a third of the voters, 31%, believe that Joe Biden is handling the situation in a good manner. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We'll have more on that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is on the case, and I shall return with more.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is continuing to be singled out by the West for invading Ukraine. British oil giant BP says it will exit its 20% stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. That equity has been valued at $14 billion. Europe itself is also taking action. The EU says it will close its airspace to Russian flights and finance weapons for Ukraine. Canada has also closed its airspace to Russian flights. Nearly half of the 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration still haven't been claimed. More than 45 million orders were received in January on the first day that tests were given away. Officials say that number has now dropped to 100,000 a day. Former President Trump was the featured speaker at the Saturday edition of CPAC in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha, let's do it. And we're very happy to be number one in a number of markets across the country at night, number two or number three in other markets, and we're working on being number one everywhere if we can do that. But it's all about the message. It's never been about me, never will be, folks. I'm an American first. Everything else comes after that. We are all about America. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Yep, and if you heard me a minute ago or so, it's hilarious. Bill Bunkley bought a pair of MyPillow slippers, and he had them on and showed up over at the at the Orlando CPAC with the slippers on, not knowing he was wearing them, and we walked right up to Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell, you know, introduced himself and vice versa and all that stuff, and I'll be darned if he didn't even say, Bill didn't say a word about the slippers, neither did Mike, but I told him he had great products, and he thanked me for being one of his endorsers, but there you go. So there you go. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by MyPillow.com, and of course, their radio listener specials page, where you can go over there right now, and click on that page, and you'll come up with 150 or so items, all of them marked down drastically to where you'll save a bunch of money. But you have to have a promo code, and the promo code you use is CAPTAIN. Very simple. CAPTAIN is a promo code. Now, don't forget, you can also call them, speak to a real live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Do it today, save some money, and don't forget the MyPillow slippers. Bill Bunkley liked them so much he walked out of the house with them on. Okay, Kyle, I'm not going to let him forget that.
Well, no, but it's a great, you know, endorsement of just how comfortable those slippers really are.
No, and he stood there and he started laughing. He couldn't help himself. He started laughing. He says, "Do you know what I just did?" And I said, "Yeah, I do know what you just did. We just walked by the man that's wearing, that owns what you're, the maid, what you're wearing on your feet, and you didn't say a word." Well, I got to go back and say something. By then he was gone. Because he had an entourage around him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's another one, you know. I don't know why people don't like him or don't respect him, but he knows his stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course, it was, we've seen all the different things that he's been through now ever since 2020.
And by the way, he has a new bank.
Yeah.
And guess where the new bank is?
Where's that?
West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Screw Minnesota. West Virginia has now got that $100+ billion worth of revenue going through their bank. So West Virginia, you're going to benefit from that, but all the different loans you'll be able to get.
Well, sure. Of course.
Way to go, Mike. And he did it in an area where certainly the coal mines and all that stuff and the energy and getting rid of whatever, they need the help, they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Very cool.
That? Smart man.
Yep.
All right, well, back to the polls, because we want to mention this. President Biden ended the polling week last week with a daily job approval of 40%. However, there was another poll talking about Ukraine where he had a 31% positive, excellent, or good rating from the U.S. voters, and 49% said he sucks.
Well, Captain, all this comes on the heels, of course, of the not a distant memory at all of what happened in Afghanistan. And they see
he will never live that down, and the veterans in this country will not let him.
Well, no. And his primary focus right now, or his primary job right now for this crisis, is to rally the world and to be that voice and to be the leader, and he's not really sort of living up to that either. Yes, in many ways, the allies are speaking with one voice. So we're seeing a lot of unification across Europe that's almost unprecedented, at least for this day and age, because of what we see happening in Ukraine and the unifying against the Russian aggression there. But President Biden, even in a time when you get, you kind of get a special bump anyway in the polls because there's a crisis going on, he can't seem to muster that.
Yep. Now, nearly half of the Republican voters are picking former President Donald Trump as a candidate they want for 2024. As a matter of fact, in a CPAC poll, he finished number one. And the next person behind him was Ron DeSantis, who finished a distant second. Well, that's the same showing in the national polls. And there's no surprise there. And by the way, who was it? Ted Cruz said it's Donald Trump's to lose. If he doesn't want it, Cruz will get involved in it. But if Trump wants it, he's going to back away and let Trump do his thing.
Well, there's that word again, and the word is unity, or united front, if you want to call it that as well. This is a real special set of circumstances, Captain. Typically, you don't have a former president come back and run again after serving a single term, just because it's just not done. Usually the political winds are so different, and it's just not something that could really be pulled off in the modern age, not going back, of course, back in history. But the circumstances now and what's happening and all – you see, one of the things, too, is that essentially every single thing that President Trump said would happen if he wasn't reelected has happened.
Yeah.
He's going to have a lot of support, I think.
Now, Democratic voters are not all that happy about Vice President Kamala Harris either as the heir apparent. They don't like that. So I'm putting that out there for the record. And, of course, as you just heard me say, when it comes to the Ukraine, the majority of the country thinks that Joe is doing a horrible, horrible job. But here's the other thing where the rubber meets the road. This is money. More than 4 out of 5 Americans believe the minimum wage, federal minimum wage, currently at $7.25 an hour, should be raised to at least $9.50, maybe even $10. But fewer than half believe a minimum wage increase would help the economy.
Well, that's, you know, that's speculative, of course. You know, we're trying to get a lot more people employed, basically. When we see these rising prices and so forth, this could be a perfect storm to actually depress, you know, the ability for people to get a good paying job.
I saw the resort that we were at over the weekend where they had the event that had a sign up for Help Wanted. Starting pay, what do you think the starting pay was?
What was that?
$17.50 an hour, up to to $21.50 an hour, depending on which job you went into.
Very interesting.
Starting wage. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the Rasmussen Report's immigration index for the week, February 13th through 17th, decreased to 86.4, down nearly 4 points from 90.2 2 weeks earlier, which means it's getting worse.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
And 29% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction.
Yes. I mean, that's also kind of concerning in and of itself, isn't it?
Kind of concerning?
Yeah, just a little concerning about that. We don't know what the issue might be and maybe what shoe they're waiting for to drop, but it's all getting pretty obvious here.
All right, now, I will tell you that Anonymous, you know who they are?
Right, a group of hackers, basically.
Yeah. They have launched hacking attacks on numerous Russian targets, including the Gazprom, the Russian Ministry of Defense, and I got a report yesterday, and if it's true, okay, so be it. They have interfered with the communications between the Russian troops in the Ukraine and the Russian headquarters in Moscow.
Interesting, yes.
If that's true, the people in Moscow can't direct correct orders to the people in the field. So it's no wonder they're sitting still.
That could be one of the explanations. And, of course, too, you've got these Russian troops. They've never, as far as we know, been involved in combat.
Some of them.
Vast majority of them.
Some of them.
Yeah. This campaign is maybe went a particular way on paper.
Yep.
But is going a different way now.
Yeah. And we have a different wrinkle coming into the mix, and that's the Chechen kill squads that have been ordered into the Ukraine to take out the Kyiv officials. And they are definitely looking for the politicians, including the president, Mr. Zelensky, and I certainly hope he keeps himself safe, because these clowns from Chechnya, who are the ones that blew up the school with the kids in it years ago, remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're coming to town.
That's
all right,
true.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, the program, as I said, is all about we the people here. And we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take another look at the weather, which looks like it's changed a little bit. It always does this time in the morning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
right, the music tonight's been all about a little bit of disco, bringing back a little nostalgia for a bunch of folks in the audience. And, of course, that's the Bee Gees, and that was Staying Alive. And, Kyle, that's got a little something with what we're doing tonight, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Captain. And, of course, in the lyrics in that song, where they talk about, and you may look the other way, we can try to understand, get this, the New York Times effect on man. A great lyric from back then.
Yeah.
And relevant today.
Yeah, and look at what's going on today. The New York Times,
right.
The New York Times is the last paper in the world most people would buy, let alone look at.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, tell us what's going on out west, because you've got a little expanded weather up there.
We sure do, Captain. We're tracking, of course, a lot of rain up in the Pacific Northwest as we see a new system coming through. Of course, Richard the Marine there in the central Oregon coast, he's got his umbrella out. There's no doubt about that. You've also got rain down on the southern Oregon coast, just a little bit west of Medford. And so we've got rain in Portland, rain in Seattle. Coming outside of Seattle, you've got sleet, you've got snow, you've got lots of rain and lots of sleet, of course, coming across up through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That means, of course, 4th of July pass. You've got cold temperatures and rain in the forecast for the next several days. We've got snow in Missoula, Montana right now. And all this, of course, continues to move in an easterly direction. But this is where we have most of the active weather happening tonight. Also, up on Cabbage tonight, Captain, 36 degrees. They've got showers, but also, be careful, strong gusty winds are also in the mix up there on Cabbage tonight. Snoqualmie Pass, you're going to be hanging iron. It's snowing there, got 31 degrees. And then also 4th of July, as we mentioned, they've got the rain in the forecast over the next several days. Down in Southern California, winds can be kicking up here as we move into Monday. And that means, of course, Cajon Pass, you might want to be careful there. If we start getting some of these 30, 40, or 50-mile-an-hour gusts with another round of these offshore winds, so these Santa Ana winds, as it were. So be careful out there for sure.
All right. Barstow was always a challenge coming across I-40 to get there to get to 15 if the winds were blowing. You had to be real careful because when you went from east-west, you sometimes would have a headwind, and then you'd have a side wind when you went from north-south,
wow.
And that would really create a problem, especially around Victorville. Now, going up to the East Coast, I will start all the way up in Maine tonight. The northernmost part of Maine on down to the northernmost part of New Hampshire, northernmost part of Vermont, and upstate New York, north of Lake George, all the way across to, Pulaski. You've got very cold temperatures tonight. Temperatures are in the single digits or at or near below zero the closer you get to the Canadian border. That's number one. Number two, you have wind, lots of it. You aren't riling up the Atlantic Ocean from the Nova Scotia main line all the way down to Long Island. Now, that will continue during most of the morning, so I'm assuming there'll be some small craft warnings up there. In addition, you have some unsettled weather conditions for what could be some pea soup and a smog. You know, there's a good word for you, Kyle. Pea soup and a But anyway, fog in Virginia along 95 over towards the Atlantic coast, as well as in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we do definitely have fog tonight running up out of the mountains of South Carolina up into the Greensboro, North Carolina, Piedmont area. Could be some more fog before now in daylight. And then we have fog along the Gulf side from about Pensacola all the way across to New Orleans, and then all the way across halfway Louisiana along I-10. You pick it up again around Galveston, run straight west out of Galveston, almost all the way over to the Mexican border, but not quite, about 50 miles. And then it's spotty down to McAllen and Brownsville with the fog. Now, a couple more areas of unsettled weather. Tennessee. Jackson, Tennessee, tonight, you've got some rain and possibly some flooding from the last storm that went through there. Rivers are up right now. You've got some unsettled weather in the northern part of Alabama, as well as the northern part of Mississippi. And that takes care of the weather for tonight. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, we have you on here six nights a week, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody. He's a professor of politics. Check him out, and you'll have a lot of fun. because he has a lot of fun on his show. Okay, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's the latest that you know coming out of the Ukraine?
Well, it looks like, interestingly enough, that Ukraine has got their hands on some Turkish-made drones, known as the Bayraktar TB2 drone.
That's right.
And these drones actually struck a Russian convoy.
Knocked the whole convoy out, all of them.
Coming out of Kherson.
Yep.
So it is factual that Ukraine is using these drones. And it's really quite fascinating because, you know, Turkey is a member of NATO, and they haven't been really tapped on the shoulder for anything, although Erdogan has actually made some offers. And especially with all things in that are happening in the Black Sea. So, you know, we have a lot of reasons to be angry at Turkey, but Turkey seems to be on the right side of this. So it's pretty fascinating that everybody's looking at the European Union when Turkey is actually sitting in the catbird seat. So anyway, yeah, it struck the convoy, and it looks like the entire group is actually blown to bits.
It destroyed the entire convoy and killed everybody in, is what I was told.
This happened in a town called Kronobaika,
yeah,
in southern Ukraine. And so, yeah.
And of course, the ground forces that were there don't know who they, you know, how many there were or whatnot, but they also set up an ambush, so that didn't help.
Well, it looks like the Turkey had been actually delivering these drones to Ukraine as early as 2019.
Sure.
They're able to stay in the air for 25 hours.
Yep.
And the pilots are about, they can go up to 25,000 feet, and obviously they can guide these things from ground. So, yeah, pretty cool.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Jeff is going to take us to break, tell you more about what's going on, but I'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Thank you, Jeff. It was Denise. I'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.